UW-Madison researchers used a forensic method to identify the chemical fingerprint of PFAS in firefighting foam used by Tyco Fire Products in Marinette. The study's lead investigator, Christy Remickel, says they sampled water from ditches near Tyco's facility and along the shoreline in the Bay of Green Bay.
The kinds of PFAS that we found were really identical to the PFAS in the ditches that were draining Tyco.
Remickel and another researcher found 17 PFAS compounds across roughly 2.5 miles of shoreline. She says levels were more than 10 times higher than Lake Michigan as a whole. Scientists say it's difficult to contain groundwater contamination and treat it once it reaches the lakes. Tyco says it's invested tens of millions of dollars to address PFAS pollution. The company began treating contaminated groundwater through a new system last fall. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.